will not hear the end of it. And okay, I think we're good. What Perek are we up to? Where are we up to? Does anyone remember?
Perek base.
Yeah, okay. Midas HaZrizus, yeah, Midas Shatzricha L'Avoyis Hashem Yisparach. So Zrizus is the Midas that's needed for Avoyda, and in a certain sense that is also apparent in the fact that Mesil Zeshorim chooses to start his Mahalchim of Avodas Hashem with Zrizus as being the number one Mida that you need for Avodas Hashem. So in the Mishnah, when he speaks about doing Ritzayin Aviv, he lists four different tchunis which kind of convey a certain sense of Zrizus, and he's going to explain how all four of them are Zrizus in different Eifanim. Midas Azrizus, he says, Ki ha'atzla ba'odam, kashe gufay vitiva echomri goivran nafshoi, umivatlin pulas nafshoi. The person himself has an inborn atzlus, is the very core of the mida of a person being a balguf. When a person is a balguf, he has, it's ke'ilu, there's a, The neshama, the nefesh of a person, is sort of like the engine, and that's rearing to go, and the guf slows it down. Olekach bo ha'od ha'chacham hazeh lahazir she'odom yoytzei mikoyved v'atzas gufa she'goyvalav. So, therefore, the Tana tells us that if a person wants to get anywhere, the first thing he needs to overcome is this atzlus. Utchilas kol dov yesh adam shekvedus tiva kol kach goyva lov, ad shekamo even doimim v'nim is'or al dov. The first part is that the person is not even starting the engine. Now this is a very, very difficult piece. It's like if you can't get the computer to flick on, things have safety mechanisms. A car, for instance, might have mechanisms to examine itself and stuff like that. If you can't get the car to get on, you're in real trouble. There is a person's, you know, you talk to a person, a person is full of, he would like to do this and he's very into it, and, you know, and he wants to come early and he wants to go there and he wants to learn. But sometimes the person doesn't even have that. You are just simply, kind of very, very, you're not even interested in starting. So he says, the Heinische Eures Atzmoi, Shaz Kinemad Heinische Eures Atzmoi Lifol, Voloikomoi Zer, Shabishful Kaibetiba in Moira Atzmal Dover, Rakilo Kore Koach Le Orer Atzmoi, Elaberis Hashemisburg, Ukineget Zer Omahavi Az Kinema, Shakomishu Az Yeshli Snagdos Al Dover. So he says over here that there is a, in the nekuda of getting oneself to do it, to initiate the maisa, that requires a certain azus. A person who doesn't even have the ability to start things. So because it's what does happen, so the midah of azus is sort of the breakthrough of the midas. The word azus usually is translated as daring, which I think is pretty good translation. Az doesn't mean, oz is strength, but azus is like, chutzpah. Chutzpah means there's no reason in the world why I would think that I could win this fight, or that I could undertake it, and yet I do that. So there is a darga of atzlus, there's a darga in a person to even start something, and that mid is called azus, and that is for the first. So the first thing he says is as kinema, is that a person should dare want to do something that he doesn't think he could do. Well, I want to just spend a minute on this. The people, ambition is a type of thing that is quite normal for a person. And people tend to be ambitious, and people tend to get excited and do things that they feel are within their reach. So somebody who can run a mile in 5 minutes is really hepped up about trying it for 4.5 minutes. If a person doesn't think he has an shaykhus to it, and it's not a realistic goal for him, so he doesn't have any gumption to do anything about it. One of the reasons young people, because their imagination is stronger than their reason, tend to be a lot more willing to undertake things and to sort of shoot for the stars, so to speak, and that's why they'll do all sorts of crazy stories and things like that, which is an immature adult who says, that's crazy, it's not going to work. But for a child, he has initiative, so he does it. An adult, on the other hand, feels very strongly, listen, don't fool yourself. You've been through this once or twice before. You know that you can't do A, you can't do B, you can't do C, and that's why you don't even have a chance to do it. So the thing that will set you off is the midah of azus. If you sort of break the mental barrier about what you can do and about what you ought to be able to undertake. Now, always to kudos to the seichel. I am a person who does believe in seichel. The seichel has to set what reasonable goals can be. The boy who thinks he's going to be the Chazon Ish is a silly dream for an adult. But at least the person could honestly do X or Y or Z. Yes, things haven't worked out. And he's tried it 3, 4, 5 times, but there's no reason why X, Y, Z can't work out. So why don't you try that? Second, v'oydeis etzel zuzus ke'odam nechshav gufay v'tivay kavod olav ad sha'nefesh kilo botel v'ino po'ol v'alzeh ma'sheh kal k'nesh lokum atzaltoi ke'odam nechshav ke'ilu sheichem ne'kvedes tivay. The second one is the person has to see himself. A person can put himself into two different modes. A person can be identified with his nefesh, and a person can identify himself with his guf. There are people that are doers, and they live in the world of doing, and that's who they are. They're active people, and the people that live in the world of their physical selves, and they are. Their metzias is whatever it is that they're the person is always thinking about how comfortable or uncomfortable he is and so on. So kal kenesha means the person needs to dehair his metzias neshedik. Vadayin tzarech halicha atzma shiatnu ala maisa. So until now we actually haven't done anything. But these are psychological preparations for the next step. There is step one is the awakening oneself, initiating a goal. The second one is the hearing himself in terms of actions rather than in terms of goof. Let's give I want to flesh it out because these things are so important, they're so elementary. When a person fantasizes about himself, what he is, what he would like to be, where he would like to be, and so on. So there's one fantasy that is, I hope that I can accomplish this, do this, do the other thing, have done this, have done the other thing. So to speak, if a person were to think about biography that he would like to leave over, he would like to have, I did this and I accomplished it and I also got this in and so on and so on and so on and so forth. But when a person sort of uses his imagination with himself, I wish I didn't have to do this. I wish I could be basking in the sun in this place. You sort of fantasize yourself in the goof mode rather than the nefesh mode. And it's important to make that transition to dream of yourself doing this, accomplishing, getting this in also, having this also, and so on. I mean, Rav Nosson Tzvi said a very good point. It's much deeper than just the way a businessman came to him and was trying to dissuade him from doing X, Y, Z, and this person told him, Nosson, you know, you have a few thousand Talmidim already and you have a budget of such a magnitude, why do you need more? And Nosson asked this person, you're a successful businessman and you already have X amount of money and Y amount of businesses, why do you want more? Because you're a businessman. Because that's the nature of a businessman, is that you're in business and you're doing things, and you want to have things doing. That's me. That's with me in my world. The person having that type of attitude is it's the attitude of somebody who is a doer, and a person needs to deher himself as such. The next one is actually doing it. And so there is the actual moving towards the Maisa. So in every step of the way there's something. So when a person does the maisa itself, he needs to do the maisa in a way that is zrizistic. In other words, when a person does a maisa bezrizus, as opposed to a person that does maisim sluggishly, what's the difference in terms of the chshivas, in terms of, you know, of why is it so good to do the mice and so on? And the answer is because when a person does a mice zrizustik, so the mice has in itself a sort of ruchnistic quality. The person's mice is happening. It's being done in a way, what's the right word for it? It's being done in a very ruchnistic way. If a person does a maisa ba'atzaltayim, he's doing it, but the schleppishness of it means that he's imbuing it with some sort of physical quality. So the maisa itself, zrizus, is also a reflection of how gufni versus how ruchni the maisa is going to be. The Omar, and he finally says, last
time, so
yes.
That's the Gemara having Machmitzin, Al Tachmitzin.
Right, Al Tachmitzin, right.
That's the beer, really?
Well, let me, I actually, Rav Hutner's first mimer, let's take that, Rav Hutner's first mimer in Pesach, he speaks about Zrizus, and he discusses the mitzvah liot chatach mitzena, and he says that the zrizus in Pesach and therefore the zrizus in all mitzvahs that are learned from Pesach is actually of a different nature of zrizus than the normal zrizus. Normal zrizus is you want to do something quickly, and that's zrizus, that's fine. It shows how much you like it, how much you want to do it, and so on. The zrizus of matzah, and therefore consequently the zrizus of all mitzvahs, in that sense, is of a different nature. And more or less, after being married, bring rice, his point is, when you do a maisa be'atzaltayim, you are doing it in a physical way. Physical things take time to do because all the pieces have to be put into place. Each step is a step. In the world of Ruchnius, wanting and doing is one and the same. Oymeh v'oyseh, by Kodesh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, the mir and the asiyah are the same because it's called Ruchnius. In the world of Ruchnius, it doesn't take any steps. The world of Gashmi is something which forces things to take steps. So Zrizus imparts a quality of Ruchni on something the less time it takes. That's more sort of the pa'ula. We can even see Mishalim. When a person does different things, the things a person does that one can see as being kuloi his ratzen are done instantly. Things that lead to it. So, for instance, if a person sees a food that he likes, he grabs it. Obviously, you know, if you're an adult and you're kind of disciplined, it's not polite to do it, but the natural instinct is to grab it. There's somebody here in the community, somebody in his 40s who's kind of, I think, some sort of, some neurological deficiency, something like semi-autism, and a very, very interesting group of problems and issues. He is brilliant in terms of memory and recall, and socially, emotionally, he's like a 4 or 5 year old. Very, very interesting sort of person. One of the things that is very, very typical of him is if there'll be, let's say, some kiddush or whatever it is, he likes food a lot, he will run in first and dig his hands into the cream cake and sort of gobble it with his two hands into his face until somebody actually manages to get him away from it and so on. And I told, you know, I was thinking once, actually this is the way we all are. It's just that we have sensibilities and shame and controls on top of it, but the instinct is there. If a person, the things a person does reflexively, a reflex reaction, instantaneously, is because we don't notice a gap between the rutzen and the pa'ula. At that level, it's one and the same. When I have to, so for the piece of cake, that piece of cake I grab. When I have to work for that piece of cake, I make a cheshem. I say, okay, if I work for an hour, I'll be able to fold the cake. I guess I'm going to work. Here I am. It depends really on the level of rutzen. That level is cooler identified with the thing itself. Masha'in came, if it's not like that, if it's activities that we want to do, so we do them, but there's that whole, the whole time element of all of these activities. V'oma, lasas v'tsoyin avicha shoshmai, that's the word v'tsoyin avicha shoshmai. L'kach tzach odom lasas k'mo isen ha-mishosim, she'in v'ashamayim, she'in l'moni ha-gash v'avayis ha-shem yisparach. Just like the Mesharsim, the Malachim, there's no gap between them and Avodas Hashem. Kach yase ha'odem atzmoi, she'agoyval tivay chomri, ki'ilu bilti gash miklal Avodas Avashemayim, v'liya l'moneya mitivay chomri. So a person should act like a Malach, who's kuloi, who's not gashmi, is kuloi ruchni, and so on. I want to further emphasize this point in a little bit. The it's sort of like we just said, but a little more emphasis. In the kochos hanefesh, in the seder habria that the Chochmei Emes gave us, there is something. The highest bchina is equivalent to what we call ratzai. It's called kesa sometimes, but it's synonymous to the koach of rotzen in a person. That's usually not even considered one of the spheres. This is the rotzen that fuels the spheres. The spheres are a sort of description, a dissection or analysis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pa'ulos. They start with chachma and they finish with malchus, which is kind of the realization and actualization of what had been planned. Now, I want to draw a very sharp line between Ratzon and what happens afterwards. Were things able to take place within the realm of Ratzon, there would not be there would not be a process. You and your Ratzon is one and the same, and there is no, there are no steps. Steps start with Chachma, which is the realization of one's Ratzon. When one starts to, when one needs to actualize a Ratzon, we start with Chachma and we end up with that. If we can take, if we can give ourselves a mushel for something which is purely in the world of Ratzon, that would be in dreams. As opposed to the real world, let's say a person is very hungry, he'll go to sleep, and in his dream, a bagel will appear, or a steak, or whatever it is that you may want, instantly. Sometimes, it even comes with a story, like you see a bagel and say, yeah, that's what I've been baking, so on and so forth. In our world, to make a bagel, you have to sit down and take flour and water and knead it, and so on and so forth. Because chalomos exist in the realm of Ratzon and only Ratzon, they and the Ratzon are one and the same. It takes no steps to realize a Ratzon. And so when a person is dealing with Ratzon Aviv Sheva Shemayim, then that type of avoda becomes instant, so to speak. It's not a cheshbon. When your Ratzon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon are synchronized and they're really one and the same, then there is no gap between your Pa'ula and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivu and your Pa'ula. It's only when we dehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivuyim as Tzivuyim, we ought to do this. Yes, it's kedai for me to do this, it will help me get what I want, so now let me go ahead and do it. There's a whole bunch of steps to that. But at the level of my Ratzon being synchronized, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, it's one and the same. If you take a look sometimes at the difference between a mother and a father, the way to deal with children's wishes. A mother lives with a child's wish, and occasionally she says to herself, this is not a good idea, we have to stop whatever it is. There's usually not a process of, well, if he wants this, maybe I should do it and I should get it, isn't that? It just kind of takes place. An adult, a father, I mean, it's, you know, he also has those feelings, but it'll come with, I guess I should give it to him, deserves it, it's good for him, and so on and so forth. Okay, the next piece is a Medrash Rabbah. It says, when Medrash was safe in Shana, Chonu al Yarden laver la Yisrael. Shenema v'yachna al yad meza yishimo esad evil ashitim arvas moel. V'shom nifritzu biznus. V'rofi dey moyshe v'de tzedikim imoy. So they were there, and with Cosby Bastur and Zimri and Ben Solo, and they didn't know what to do. V'heim boyichet v'omad neged shishim riboy. He stood. So he says, "V'hu amad neged shishim riboy v'yikach ha'egel sha'asu below rofi yadav." When they had the ma'ase eagle, he acted quite swiftly without any problems. So why over here did he elo b'shul Pinchas she'ovi tasurelo? It was set up so that Pinchas would be the one to get his char. Well, the fish and its atzel, because Moshe Rabbeinu was sort of lazy, he sort of schlepped till he did what he was supposed to do. Lo yada ish es kvarasai l'lamedcha she'tzorich odem niyas az kinama v'kal kinesh rotz ketziv giri kari asay tzayn koinei. So the general sense of Chazal, there are a whole bunch of problems here in Kashis, but the general sense of Chazal is that Moshe, that the act of Moshe Rabbeinu not knowing what to do by the Maisa Zimri and Solo was a chisorin in him. It was Hashkacha, so that Pinchas come and do it. And it's contrasted with the fact that when it came to dealing with the eagle, he knew well what to do. Ubiyazeh, כי כאשר הגיעו ישראל למידה זו שחות לבנות החזנוס שהטייב שבגוף כאשר יהיה חטא מויב ולקח מוישה שמל ישראל וכל אשר מלך לאום יכול אשר מלך לאום יש הציר וחיב עליהם ראי כל עוד מוישה מור כשאומר עד עונה מאנתם לשמור מוצפוי סביסי רויסה So the point he makes is chete hataiva tend to emphasize a person's gufnistic qualities. Lamashal, a person, let's say a person whose yetzahara, whose ra, is avodah zarah, or false ideology, or something of that nature, that person can be extremely active and doing and so on. The person is, you see a lot of the activity of the kumaseh in a person who's the Yitzhahara. So if it's Yitzhahara's Avodah Zarah, he could be a tireless, energetic missionary running around converting people. So in the Yitzhahara, in the Chet HaEgel, it was a real happening. People came, people bought the stuff, they milked the Avodah Zarah, they were dancing around. It was not a goof type of enterprise. It was a very, very terribly misguided seichel enterprise. Masha ein kein, a goof person, a person who is very focused on his goof, his tendency is to sit back and not do anything. Whether it's sitting, it's a very passive thing, and one needs to emphasize one's goof to get the full hana. So the person is focused on guf, he's delighting with all the different pleasures of his guf. So when Klal Yisrael did an Aveira that was gufnius, they sank into gufnius, and Moshe Rabbeinu, who's their manhig, Bal Korchach, must be part and parcel of it. There's some begam in him that is like them. Ba'af agav kichas v'sholom sh'yashaych z'moshe v'chat hazeh. Chas v'shol Moshe himself had any shas avera. Mekom ka yagurim ze she lemais lemoshe shu melech shalem et starif aleihem ha'atzla. But if he's their melech, he shares in their problems, which is atzas, which is gufnias. Vekar shalom ba'atzla yechoytim b'znu shu mitzar ha'guf. O lekach lo Moshe azrizu shu yizgavaz ha'guf asher zaz mitzazayz. In other words, it was kind of a vicious cycle. Because they were doing Averis, they're very goof-like, so he as their leader, also was of that nature, and the melee he couldn't get over that. For Ilu Kashachot Beigel, Hoy Mojazorus be Yosach, a serf Seigel, Kmashamar Kosov, Vizemanatamashamarnu, Kiacheta Zebifrat, Shahoho Yisol Achatavis a goof, Oyger Lemosha Atzlo. So the Chet itself. He was affected by it, in the sense that he was also imbued with some of those atzlos. The anyone knows when you're osik in kiruv, a person who has whatever bad shittas he has, but if he's a shita person, there's a fair chance of getting him into Yiddishkeit. More than a person who's only the only thing he does is lay back and drink beers and watch ball games. The problem with that person is the other person has the personality of Avodas Hashem. He just got the wrong God. The person who's focused, who's looks forward in life to sitting back to the physical position. So he's in a different world. He's not in the world of people that are shaykh to ruchnis. So he says, v'gam, secondly, it says, b'shvul ki pinchas hoi muchon dav zeh b'yoyseh, ki pinchas hoi roi litol k'tusha sakuna de maise zeh she mekane al znus. Ki mash hoi pinchas mekane al maise znus moraz al k'tusha osim. Pinchas needed to create k'tusha. He didn't have the k'tusha from Aaron because he was already born, so he needed to create his k'tusha. This creates kedusha because it's a ma'ase hefech of kedusha, and being taken it imbues you with kedusha. Shekol mokshin tutsi get ever shan tutsi kedusha gnisu b'sifri. Ki lekach achapash arayitz k'sif toshim tiyu k'sif zonik v'shach alolo leikoch kedusha lahir. Ulekach, al de ma'ase zeh shekina ma'ase hefech, Ruach Hito Kudush Akuna. Or Masha Omar Kim Nation is Das be Mitzvah Zoyes Adeshas Kvarasi. It's, you know, why was it that Lotus Kvarasi? Dovazo Royal Dovazo. Kimi Shein Azorus be Mitzvahs. Benechshav Shumutba Bechayme. Ad Shein Nafshinim Tse Bepoil. Shem Loyamut Bechayme Loy Otzel Vegreva Laguf. Avla Atzla Moire Kinav Shemutba Laguf. Vashemutba Guf in a Nimtse Bepoil. Lefika kashloi zoraz vayis Hashem isborach lenoi da kivra lenim tzu bepoil. Vezer kifi masha also ki kol zoraz hu shenim tzu beyosef az yuzusay. Kashloi moishe zoraz bavayis Hashem isborach ulkach kivra lehoi enim tzu vedovez ha'im mufla gukach moit. So he explains the Chazal over here that there was a certain element of oynish on this shortcoming, and that oynish was that his kiva wasn't around. And he explains it as follows: let's step back a second. The maila of having a kaver around is it says in Chazal by in Duran speaks about it in Chayisara that there's some sort of Hashros Hashchina at the Keva. There's some sort of presence left from the Tzaddik at the Keva that remains with the Dor. A raya that it's important is by Moshe Rabbeinu's Keva, it says that by God, that Shem Chokuk Tomun, that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in Shem Sofon Tomun Choike Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in God. One assumes that that's a mile of Shevet God. It's a brach of God. It's a mile of God. That whatever's left of Moshe's presence, the spashtusid of Moshe, the ashpah of Moshe, ashpah of Moshe, is left in that in that generation. So it's left through the caver and so on. A caver that's not known means it's there, but we have trouble identifying it. We have trouble pointing it out. There's a chisar in there. There's some chisar in there. So since he wasn't fully befoal, you know, it's a person who's laying on the couch is bekoach, not befoal. There's potential there, but not much more. So in as much as there was some pagam that Chazal found that he wasn't quite before, that reflected itself in not finding his kaver. Okay, now he says v'eishmak shel v'chachamim ki ma shaloi noida kivroi v'lo ma'ilis Moshe Rabbeinu shalom v'edav zan aina shalom l'mai said loi noida kivroi is Moshe Rabbeinu. It says because he was kind of too elevated, too high. So how is that an einish? V'amakshim eilonim mevinim de bechachma. It does about mekoyim kamekoyim. So he says that this is something which is not, you know, it's they're mixing up something, and it's not, you know, they're making a mistake. I'll call upon him. We'll try a little bit to understand what that means. The it says Lamashal by Rabbeinu HaKadosh that he used to come back to this world in every Friday night. It says it by Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. Different places that he is, it says that Yaakov Avinu himself was kind of he was here, and the Ramban it explains it, Rabbeinu Bechaya, and more or less it goes as follows: the if somebody is not a tzaddik, then yes, the kvura is where he's at. A few bones and rotten flesh, and that's it. A person who is a tzaddik is he doesn't have a shaykhis with this world and is cool in the other world. A person who's an incredibly big tzaddik, who's cool in Kaddish and Tahar, there's no reason for him to be mistalik from this world. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh would come back and make Kiddush every Friday night, and Yaakov Avinu Lomes, because of their extraordinary Darga of Kedusha. So therefore, had Moshe Rabbeinu been Dargosai, he would have been shyer to this world despite the fact that it's not just one world, because he could be a manik despite the fact that it was Isha Lakim. Because he didn't have it, so therefore it was here but not known where it was. For normal people, it's been the first and the second. Being part of this physical world is very gashmi, and therefore his stalkus is ruchnius. But that's only for somebody who's had some shaykhs with this world. Somebody who didn't have shaykhs with this world, who's kulei kaddish, then this world is as kaddish as the next world. The Maral himself speaks about it a little bit. He in Chidush HaGadus in Masechta Saita, and he says that Moshe had no chiva with the keva, and you know he was tsur nevdelas. But he says of the lashon is mikol mekoy meir davaz al hedek tzas kasha hoya nignas v'loy nedak v'rasay. Becholzis, the way it's set up is a chisar. So over there he doesn't specifically say it as the aveira, the problem, but he says in the loy nedak v'rasay there's some sort of element of heder. The Gemara later says that why was his keva like noida? The Gemara says they shouldn't come be mispalled there. So he points out his keva should have been known. So he doesn't. He doesn't either answer really the steer. But I think the Teretz lays along the lines that we said that something which is kulei ruchni is not. Then this world can be a makom hashras hashchina as much as the next world. It makes no real difference. L'kein amru, umikol mukom. He says, bottom line, yesh chalul moed ki azrizus hu tzorach lavedes Hashem espo. K'mesh amma shati azoriz lasa revir shal shamayim et asher marnu k'mesh espo v'savam. U'lekach ram perkama de brachas, amra b'chelbo amra v'huna, hayyotim is haknesa yafsi yafsi gasa. It says that somebody who leaves a shul shouldn't run out. To leave shul, you're not allowed to run, but to go to shul for sure. A person needs to be mizdaris. When is this to see the chachamim run to a shir on Shabbos? I used to say that Rabbanu Michal Shabbos. So there was a back and forth in Reb Chalba Rav Huna whether or not, or Reb Zvid, whether it's kedai to run on Shabbos to a shir. So he says, "Ubi azeh kel avodas Hashem zochar roiz rizus ukiilu sheino adam bal guf ligamri bin avodas hasparach asha guf machbid adam aneis on asoy soy." So in normal activities, in a normal setup, running is accelerating. You're trying to get out of the shigra, out of the norm, and do something extraordinary. On Shabbos, you can't do that. In Avos Hashem Yisbarach, motion is Avos Hashem Yisbarach. Veinos it's on a seder. Kikach roi she Avos Hashem Yisbarach b'zuzus ha-yoyse. V'im eino is b'zuzus, ein da b'zara Avos Hashem Yisbarach m'shed barano. B'zuzus b'mitzus su she mevi l'chayom haba, mitam shamanu. Kasha oisa mitzvah v'manea le'kvedes aguf, zechlo shodloi guf. So Zrizus is something that's a direct connection with Olam Haba, because it is of the type of activities of Olam Haba. It's an activity where the Ratzon and Machshava are instant, and the, nothing is stopping it. Okay, any questions?
Just a quick question. What is the relation between Zrizus and Kedusha, therefore?
Both of them are an inyan of not sinking into guf. Kedusha, the hefech of Kedusha is where a person is trying to absorb the physical hanos. It's almost when a person is running, busy, engaged, energetic, he's not into taiva so much, because it's a different mode. When a person sort of stops and is sluggish and begins to feel tanugim and want tanugim and crave tanugim, that's when he becomes both less kaddish and atzos. The atzos brings on taivas are a guf that's at rest. When a person is working very hard, when a person is working, running, etc., he's not, he doesn't have time to sink into taiva. Okay. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Call to Fakad.